You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Fromhold, and I am very happy to have our guests here in the studio this evening. They're from right here in Yellow Springs, and they're going to be performing live, as well as sharing some recorded tracks, and we'll be chatting with the band about who they are, what they do, all that good stuff. But first, let's go ahead and hear some live music from Soul Rebels.
So many roads left to go. So many roads left to walk. Oh, fisherman, row. You know you reap just what you sow. See the light on the eastern shore. Lying, roaring out some truth that you don't. People gain some understanding, but they still need more. Got some freedom, but we still. So much more. But we've got so many roads left to go. So many roads. Left to go. So many roads left to walk. reap just what you sow.
Thank you.
Soul Rebels live on Kaleidoscope right here in the YSO studio. We're going to be hearing more from them and chatting with the band here in just a moment. But first, let's take a listen to a little something they recorded at a music festival right here in Yellow Springs. It's a cover of a Grateful Dead tune, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Thank you.
You just heard music from Soul Rebels. That was a Grateful Dead cover that they did right here in Yellow Springs. And just a moment ago, we heard them playing right here in Yellow Springs at the WYSO studio here on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. I am Juliette Frumholt, and I am joined here in the studios by the members of Soul Rebels. I almost said thee, but I stopped myself. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how's it going, Julia?
Nicely done,
well.
Julia. Nice work.
Very happy to have y'all here in the studio. Why don't we start off? Tell me about how the five of you got started making music together.
Well, okay, yeah. We've all played in a bunch of different bands and a bunch of different projects, and I think here in Yellow Springs, somehow, the way the music is here, we just found ourselves together playing music on jam nights and decided that it was good and proper, and we decided to make something of it and keep on going. So, yeah, we've played with a lot of different people, and one of our favorite things to do is have a lot of people on stage with us, playing with us. But this core group here, I don't know how we all found each other, but living in Yellow Springs helped a lot.
I got dropped off by a stork.
Here in Yellow Springs. Well, now you guys play reggae, but I'm hearing like reggae. I'm hearing a little bit of some good old Dayton, Ohio funk in there.
Nice.
Hearing, you know, a little rock influence as well. Where do you guys kind of come from musically, and how did you bring your sound together to you know, be Soul Rebels?
Well, we all come from really diverse and broad musical backgrounds, I think.
That's Jonathan Stillwell, the lead guitar player.
Oh, yeah, by the way. From right here in Yellow Springs. And let's see, you know, we all bring a pretty wide taste. I started out with blues and kind of branched off into reggae and some world sound and, you know, bring some rock and jam influences along with, you know, a lot of traditional stuff, too. I know Carl's been at it for a long time doing stuff, and you know, he brings his funk. Anybody else?
I like the Grateful Dead a lot. And playing reggae with some of those tunes is a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely,
the mix
yeah.
of those two
right.
genres is
I grew up listening to the church music and jazz, and then somehow revolted and listened to rock and roll, and then finally found my niche with I'm Johnny Dreadlocks, by the way, and then found my niche with a lot of the reggae, a lot of the conscious talk. So yeah, and Carl's in what? How many different projects, Carl?
Well, you mentioned the Dayton funk scene. I mean, that was a big influence. My brother was a big influence playing Hendrix, and then I listened to a lot of Motown and went to James Brown shows at the Hero Arena, and God, I love all kinds of music. And I love to play. I love playing with these guys. They encourage me to use sounds on my synthesizer that I've never even come across before. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, tell me about how you guys go about writing a song. It seems like the five of you are really, really in sync. But there also seems to be a lot of room for kind of improvisation and collaboration as you're playing live. How much do you write out ahead of time, and how much do you sort of leave to, you know, the moment?
Oh, that's a great question. We really like to leave as much open to improv and just kind of in the moment as we can. But we also like to, you know, structure the songs. And, you know, we write out the songs and figure out where some good jams will go, you know, and kind of let it take us somewhere. As far as the writing process, I know we all kind of differ in the ways we bring stuff in. But we all have a lot of input, like you said, and, you know, got a democracy over here.
I think we like to have the idea that our songs should be, especially with live performances, different every time. Of course, because it's live music. We want to have fun with it, and the ability to have fun with it in the improvisation, or the ability to stretch a song and take it into a lot of different places, genrically and musically. I think genrically is just a new... Is that a
genrically.
New word?
I think you just invented that.
All right.
It's in the book.
But a lot of, you know, the simplicity of reggae, a lot of it is just four times, simple rhythms and simple placement
yeah.
and a lot of repetitive stuff. So that the simplicity of reggae as a format, as long as we follow that, it really adds an ability to open up real wide and just explore all over with the music. So yeah, I don't think we've ever played the same song twice the same way.
It's all very danceable too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
And right along with that, I think the format of reggae also lends itself really well to. It's really easy to sing a song that's positive, or you know, has a message, maybe something about what's going on in the society, or you know, in the world today. So we try to use, you know, our danceable, fun music along with, you know, something in the words.
The consciousness.
Do you guys feel like, as musicians, you know, you're talking about positivity in your music. Do you guys feel like you have a responsibility, since you're up there on a stage in front of a group of people, to bring some sort of message of positivity or consciousness or something like that to your audiences? Do you feel that that's part of your role as a performer?
Well, definitely. I think, you know, first and foremost, our role as a performer is to explore music and create something new that is pleasurable for people. And the most, you know, the easiest way, I think, to do that is not, you know, reggae definitely as a format was risen out of a revolutionary mindset. And then also it met with the spirituality and the consciousness of the Rastafarian movement. And that's where it began. Now, obviously, it's branched out from there. But as a beginning and as an ends and a means for us, I think, yeah, definitely the positivity is in the music, the consciousness is in the music, and as long as we can talk about something positively and bring people together, whether it's on the dance floor or over the radio waves or you know, in a festival format, wherever we're at, if we can bring something together that everybody can agree upon and be happy and active about, then definitely positive emotion is the best way to spread that around. And that's something that we all need as a world and as a people, you know, not to be living in fear and the worries of today's society, but rather to live positively and helping each other. You know, that's where we come from. So and that's what we should spread, definitely.
And as far as, you know, bringing people together on the dance floor and things like that, do you guys find that there's a difference between playing, like, you know, a big, like a festival or, you know, a club, you know, here in town? Do you guys tackle those performances differently? Do you prep differently? Or is it all kind of coming from the same basic place?
Well, I don't know if we prep differently. This is Jonathan Stillwell here. But for me, anyway, I know that festivals or anywhere with a big crowd like that really getting together and having fun, you know, or whether it's a venue with a nice crowd, a full crowd, you know, dancing and having fun. With the people out there moving, it really gets this whole reciprocal energy going, and we start, at least for me, you know, I think we really get into it more, you know, so.
I definitely agree. The more we can share with everybody around, you know, there's something to be said about music as an intangible sonic positive force. And the more people we can affect with that, and the more people affect that with us, you know, we look out on the stage and see the first 12 rows of people dancing and being into it, and that makes us happy. And that's, you know, transmitted through the music and then and reciprocal. A lot of times, I'll tell you what, one of the most fun things we do is drum and bass with Casey and Jason. Well, Casey's not here tonight. She'll be here, hopefully, in a little bit.
Casey Walden
on percussion. Yeah, our sister there. And we've got a really great rhythm and bass section. So, yeah, with Jason McLean on drums and Ari Harker on bass.
I usually do 50 push-ups and 50 sit-ups before every show. That's my pregame warm-up.
That's just warm-up, yeah.
And as far as crowds, one thing I know is if you can see kids out there dancing, well, they're not lying. They're having fun. You know? So anytime I see that, I vouch for a good time.
Definitely, definitely.
They vouch for it, I
definitely
guess.
And that's got to be kind of an opportunity that not all musicians get, is to play to kids. Because, you know, musicians that are sticking only in a traditional bar scene are playing, you know, to an older crowd. How cool is it for you guys to be able to play for people, you know, of all ages, especially like budding music fans?
You know what? I've got 4 kids at the house, and I think we all have a lot of kids. So playing with kids is a wonderful thing. I love sharing time with the kids, man. Ari, what do you think?
Yeah. We just threw a festival in town, and we had the sound guy keep the volume low enough that the kids could run around in the venue in the Glen Helen building for the Yellow Springs Live Earth Fest.
And they were loving it.
And they loved it.
They're the best dancers.
Right. Not all of us have kids. Some of us are single. But
that's right.
Playing with these guys is like playing with a bunch of 7-year-olds every night.
And well, one thing about the music, though, you mentioned, sorry to interrupt, the question about the bar scene, you know, with kids being present, or I think the bar scene in general, you know, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on, but one thing that's missing, you know, from another format is that sense of community, you know, like anyone under the drinking age is excluded. And, you know, and I understand, like, the venue.
But wait, we still like the party.
I mean, we still like the party. Okay. But, you know, it's cool to see everybody included, though, you know, and I think that that's a really positive
thing. We just have the ability to play to a lot of different styles.
That's right.
You know, One Eye Jacks lets underage people in.
18 and up.
We're playing there this weekend.
Speaking of which, yeah.
Yeah, we're playing there.
With Ballistic Willie on this Saturday at One Eye Jacks in Fairborn, right across from Wright State. It's going to be a grand time.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and tell people a little more about where they can see you, where they can find you guys online, and what you're going to be up to in the future. And then we'll hear some more live music. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be back with more from Soul Rebels.
I'm Ira Glass, urging you to listen to This American Life, the only radio program that dares to answer the age-old question, what if Billie Holiday had recorded commercials?
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Ever exploring new territory for radio, go out of your way for it. This American Life from Public Radio International.
Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 on WISO.
I'm Susan Stamberg, special correspondent for NPR News. For more years than I wish to admit, my voice has been coming out of your radio, in your car, in your kitchen, your office. I think it's time we met. June 29th, I'll be in Dayton in support of WYSO. Finally, I'll get a chance to see what you look like.
It's a benefit for WYSO at the Dayton Art Institute. Go to WYSO.org for tickets or call us at 769-1387.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions weekdays from 10 to 1 on WYSO. I hope you'll come along and enjoy some of the finest music heard anywhere. From the earliest tunes ever recorded to the freshest music being made today, you'll find it all right here. We embark weekday mornings at 10. Come along, it's a new journey every day. Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, this is Shakin' Dave, host of Monday Night's Hall of Fame Blues program. You know, we're knocking on the door of 3 decades of blues right here on WYSO. We don't have to wait to celebrate. We want you to be a part of our blues anniversary as we spin sounds close to your soul. Keep your blues right where you can use them. Get your week off to an indigo sound start every Monday night, 8 to 11 p.m. with your host Shakin' Dave right here on WYSO.
Are you tired of boring dinner parties? Wish you could impress your in-laws? Tune in to Fresh Air for coverage of politics, novels, filmmaking, and world affairs that you'll be talking about for days. Astonish your friends. Amaze your colleagues. Fresh Air, giving you something to talk about for over 20 years.
Tune in to Fresh Air weekday afternoons at 3 on 91.3 WYSO.
As another day draws to an end, the BBC helps you to reflect on the day's events from around the world and look ahead to the next.
There was carnage, heavy casualties.
That's the saddest thing, I think, about our culture.
What we are facing most is disillusion.
In the world today, the BBC delivers evening news with a global perspective, the international stories and the people and issues in your part of the world. World Today from the BBC.
Overnight, every night on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and I am joined by a band from right here in Yellow Springs. They're going to be playing Saturday night at One Eye Jacks, which is in Fairborn across from Wright State. And they're going to be playing some more tunes a little later on tonight. But first, we're going to chat a little more with the members of Soul Rebels. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, positive.
Hey there. You know, you've got this gig coming up on Saturday night, and you mentioned when we first started talking that you like to have a lot of people up on the stage. Do you guys do a lot of collaboration with other area bands or other Yellow Springs bands?
Yes, definitely. A lot of the times we have some of our – I mean, just there's so many great musicians in Dayton. And again, the format of reggae lets us lay it out. We've had a lot of great horn players, Danny Sowers and Skybone, Stan on trombone from Dayton, some of those guys playing with Subterranean House Band, and Stan playing with Demolition Crew. Well, we've played with C4I. We've played with a lot of people that actually, yeah, one of the great things is melding and having a great inventive experience with a lot of these great musicians from around the town. So definitely that's something that we'd love to do.
Very cool, very cool. And I know you've got Saturday night at One Eye Jacks. What else do you guys have coming up? Did I hear something about Yellow Springs Street Fair?
Yeah, well, Saturday we're playing with a group from Indiana called Glowstick Willie, real good on the jam circuit. These guys are really wonderful musicians. We're playing with them. And then, let's see, Saturday we've got Street that's Saturday. And then after that we've got – go ahead, Carl.
June 9th is Street Fair.
Yeah.
And my band will be opening up for the Soul Rebels.
The new shoe band?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
And then at Peaches on the 16th?
We'll be at Peaches on the 16th. The following week, where are we going to be the following week? Oh, man, we got to look at the calendar. We got a lot of stuff. Yeah, we got so much. We've got a lot of room on the calendar for still booking, but we've still got a lot of stuff in the future. We're playing the Miami Valley Music Fest in fall. They're a really great charity, and we're really happy to be working with them up in Troy. And we're playing, I think, Taffy's in July. We're playing Canal Street with the Beatles versus Rolling Stones tribute night. We're still getting the details and getting excited about that one.
When is that bar mitzvah coming up? You remember?
We're ready to do anything. Yeah, we're having fun with it this summer.
Well, if people want to keep up on all these dates and keep tabs on where they can see you in the area, where can they find you guys online?
Oh, the machine, Facebook. That's the best place to go right now. Yeah, definitely. We have all this stuff. It's updated on Facebook. We just opened a Twitter account. I'm still trying to figure out how to use that one. We have a great production team that's really helping us out, a management team that Funky Bean, or I'm sorry, Alchemy House, that's really trying to help us out and get us organized and putting all of this stuff. So we're still working on that, but definitely Facebook. We put all of our events up on Facebook, and we're looking at some other avenues there too with Reverb Nation and you know, some of the other online stuff too. We've got a website, but we're still working on it.
That's cool. As far as the rest of the year, you guys hinted at some gigs in the fall and some things over the summer. Are you guys looking to get out on the road much, or are you going to stick pretty regional for now, or is that an eventual goal?
Well, yeah, we're definitely exploring those avenues. Right now, we've been trying to build kind of a local regional fan base. We've got a lot of great friends and met a lot of great people along the way. We're open to anything. Definitely. Right now, we've got a lot of really good regional bookings. We just played in Columbus. We've been as far as West Virginia. We might be playing up in Cleveland. Actually, we just came back from Akron a couple of weekends ago, playing with some fans up there. We play Dayton a lot. So yeah, we're definitely looking to get call us and
Branch
we'll go
out.
There. If we can make it worth it, we'll definitely go out there and spread some positivity to anybody who's willing to listen.
A lot of times we have to strap Airy to the roof, but
yeah,
it works.
Exactly, definitely.
Get
all
there
of us
anywhere
in
you
the
get
car,
there.
Playing for gas money, hopefully.
Very cool, very cool. Well, guys, is there anything else that you want people to know before they come out and see you, either at One Eye Jacks or at Street Fair?
We love you. Oh, sorry. Go
Just
ahead.
Be ready to have some fun.
Yeah,
and get
definitely.
Down.
Get ready to get down and groove. And have a good time with your friends, I, definitely.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I think we are going to hear another one of your recorded tunes, and then we're going to be back to hear some more live music with Soul Rebels. This is another recorded one, and it is called Chemical Mind. Did I get that right?
Chemical Brain.
Realize.
Oh, so
yeah,
close.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This one's called Chemical Brain. We'll be back to hear some more live music here in just a second from Soul Rebels. This is Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Sometimes I wonder, am I the only one sane? Do I have chemicals still stuck on my brain? Open my eyes, look to the skies. That's when I realize.
choice is just a moment in time. All you got to do is love, 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 love. Sometimes I wonder, am I the only one sane? Do I have chemicals still stuck on my brain?
Music from Soul Rebels. They're from right here in Yellow Springs. That was a recorded track, but we're going to hear some more live music. We've got the band here in the studio, and they're going to play some tunes for us. Be sure to check them out this Saturday at One Eye Jacks in Fairborn. We'll remind you of that again, and we'll get some links up on our Facebook page to their Facebook page. But first, let's hear some more live music from Soul Rebels.
Gonna toe that line, set a plan, come together, be right on time. Like a message from heaven, stars in the sky, boat on the ocean, got to rise with the tide. When I was wading through the marshes, just couldn't get a hold. Seen a pale moon arising, felt the earth that grew so cold. My dawn frozen solid, my horizon was bleak. Rain pulled me up by my head, stood me back on my feet. So I said, carry the water, tow that line, plan come together,
it's gonna be
right on time. Message from heaven, like the stars in the sky, float on the ocean. gonna toe that line. Set a plan, come together. Gonna be right on time. Message from heaven, like the stars in the sky. Boat on the ocean, got to rise with the tide. Boat on the ocean, got to rise with the tide.
We'll be right back.
Hey, we're Soul Rebels. We got one more for you.
Thank you.
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check him out Saturday night at One Eye Jacks in Fairborn. You can also see him at the Yellow Spring. Whoop. Yes?
I said with Glow Stick Willie.
With Glow Stick Willie. Thank you. Saw you diving over there. Yeah, check him out Saturday night at One Eye Jacks with Glow Stick Willie. You can also see him at the Yellow Spring Street Fair. It's June 9th in downtown Yellow Springs. Yeah. And we've got a link up on our Facebook page to their Facebook page, so you can keep tabs on what they are up to. Guys, thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. It's been a blast. This is a lovely new studio you have here.
Thank you very much.
I got a question. Do you have any Lysol? Eric just took his shoes off.
I got to give one big shout out to all my friends and family in Yellow Springs, Ohio here. And a big shout out to my folks that I work with here at Antioch College, including your father, Tony Frumhall,
that's
and everybody
right.
at the property management crew. Thank you very much.
Soul Rebels from right here in Yellow Springs. Check them out Saturday night at One Eye Jackson Fairborn. They're playing with Glow Stick Willie. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Here's some music from The Elected.